1943 was a record year for polio infections in the United States. This is a public service announcement from around that time.
This year, the enemy, poliomyelitis, struck with such impact and fury that it shook the entire nation.
More people were infected that year than in any year in the previous decade.
There has been no escape, no immunity, for this is epidemic.
And 1943 was the year the polio epidemic reached then 2-year-old Linda Priest in her tiny hometown of Nashville, Georgia, near the state's border with Florida.
I have been in a wheelchair since I was 2 years old because of a tiny microscopic organism.
Priest remembers how that tiny organism changed how people lived.
I do remember how I had to wash my hands. It was like it is now. No pools, no movies, no theater, and there was social distancing before we had that word.
The polio epidemic continued into the 1950s. It found Wayne Nichols in the summer of 1953 in Chicago. At 3 years old, only he caught polio out of 7 family members in a 2-bedroom home. Self-quarantine wasn't an option then, like it is now for some people with coronavirus.
When I was 3 years old and diagnosed with polio, I was ripped out of my mother's arm and put in a quarantine in a hospital 8 miles away from my parents' house. Try and explain that one to a 3-year-old.
Linda Priest was quarantined away from her family too, and today she fears a repeat with coronavirus.
The thought of being put in a hospital again and not being able to see my children or, you know, my support system just scares the willies out of me.
Elena Conis, a historian from the University of California, Berkeley, says fear of polio persisted until scientists licensed a vaccine in the year Linda Priest turned 14 in 1955.
Immediately, you saw people kind of going back to normal and jubilant that life as they remembered it would finally be back.
But it actually took 24 more years of vaccination and public health campaigns before polio was eliminated from the American landscape in 1979. Moving into the third month of the U.S. coronavirus epidemic, many in Georgia are ready for a return to normal life, even before we have a coronavirus vaccine. Governor Brian Kemp is easing coronavirus restrictions. Wayne Nichols, who now lives in Buford, Georgia, says the governor has gone too far.
Even though they say you can go sit in a restaurant, we're not going to go sit in a restaurant.
As for church,
I don't see me going back to the day where I was hugging people on the neck at church. Not until they find a cure to this thing.
But Nichols thinks it's okay for some businesses to stay open.
To go to Home Depot where I can stay 6 feet from somebody, I feel comfortable with that.
Nichols says as much as people want their lives back, the reality of a pandemic means they still need to be careful.
Can somebody get hurt? And the answer is yes. I mean, your grandfather, your parents.
So polio survivors Linda Priest and Wayne Nichols say they don't want to relive history. Until there's a coronavirus vaccine, they plan to stay home. For GPB News, I'm Leighton Rowell in Atlanta.